The contest between Democrat Paul Davis, Republican Steve Watkins, and Libertarian Kelly Stanley is attracting millions in outside money because it's among the toss-up races that could determine who controls the U.S. House. And polls show it's close, very close, despite persistent questions about whether Watkins is telling the truth about his background. Questions raised by media reports that Davis and his Democratic backers have seized on in the final weeks of the campaign.
Halloween is only once a year, but Steve Watkins has been playing dress-up his entire campaign. Watkins' self-portrayal as an adventurer has been discredited as a gigantic fallacy. His business career? That's a lie, too. Watkins told voters he owned a company he built from scratch. He didn't.
This ad, produced by an outside money group that works for Democrats, is just the latest example.
Make-believe is for kids, not for Congress. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
In recent debates, Davis, a former minority leader in the Kansas House, has also gone on the offensive.
My opponent has been called a liar, a fraud, and a rank opportunist by his fellow Republicans. He hasn't lived in Kansas.
It's true that a host of GOP officials in the district were initially skeptical of Watkins. But since his narrow primary win, most have come around to endorse him, some more enthusiastically than others. That's important because Watkins is counting on Republicans to turn out in a district that President Donald Trump carried by double digits.
My message tonight is very simple. I'm the Republican and I'm up against a Democrat. Now, I'm a political outsider. I'm a fighter, and I fought for you.
That direct partisan appeal, helped by Trump's endorsement and Watkins echoing his mob rule talking points, could help counter the allegations, says Washburn University political scientist Bob Beatty.
To me, it's a bit of a code of saying, don't worry too much about my resume. You know, don't worry about, you know, all these claims. I'm a Republican. At the end of the day, that's what matters.
Watkins is also trading on his military background, characterizing himself as a patriot who fought for his country while Davis was busy tending to his political career.
In the Kansas State House, Paul Davis racked up an extremely liberal voting record, a perfect fit for his district in East Lawrence, but not in line with Kansas Second. Paul likes tax hikes, abortions, and higher spending. He will do everything and anything to detract you from his voting record and, most notably, lying about mine.
National Republican groups are serving as attack dogs for Watkins, spending millions on TV ads like this one, which resurrects allegations leveled at Davis during his 2014 run for governor.
Remember Paul Davis? Police officers found him during a meth raid with a topless dancer in the back room of a strip club. Paul Davis worked.
Davis says Watkins is wrong on the issues. He points to his call for privatizing and means testing Social Security, and accuses Watkins of doublespeak on health care for claiming that he supports protections for people with pre-existing conditions while calling for repeal of the law that put them in place. Meanwhile, Davis bills himself as someone who can work across the aisle to break the partisan gridlock in Washington.
We have a broken Congress, and we have no choice but to fix it. In order to do that, we have to send problem solvers to Washington, people who aren't afraid to work with the other party. That's what I did for 12 years in the state legislature, and it's why 36 current and former Republican elected officials support my campaign.
Topeka banker Jim Van Slyke is one of those Republicans. He was the party's second district nominee in 1984 and again in 1992. He considers himself a Reagan Republican, but says he can't abide what the party has become under President Trump.
I find less and less to agree with in the Republican Party, and I'm okay with taking a stand for what I think is best for the country right now.
That means the second district race could come down to a referendum on President Trump, as much as a choice between the candidates who are actually on the ballot. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.